Hashtag, hello and welcome. My name is the Alpha Female, and you are listening to Turnbuckle Talk.
Whoa! G'day, mateys. Bushwhacker Luke here, 2015 Hall of Famer, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Talk. Yeah! Whoa!
This is pro wrestling's only modern-day Viking Gunner, and you're on Turnbuckle Talk.
Hey, this is Nick Magnus Toldis, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Talk.
Hi, this is Levi Blue Pants Bates, and you are listening to Turnbuckle Talk.
Hey, this is Jeff Jarrett, the King of the Mount and founder of Global Force Wrestling. And you're listening to Turnbuckle Talk. Hey, fellas, you guys have a great day. And this is only because I'm talking to Canadians. It is actually spitting snow in Tennessee.
See?
Oh, my God.
We've had 70-degree weather here. We really had a warm December. And I get on the phone with damn Canadians and we're spitting snow. So
I was at my shoot job yesterday. And for those of you that don't know, I work private security. So I was doing some loss prevention work. And it was really odd. It was interesting and very, very humbling for me. I had somebody out of the blue, as I'm doing my walk around the store, kind of come up to me, look at me and go, "I can't remember your name, but you're that wrestler, right?" And I was like, "I did." And then she went into like this explanation of where she had seen me before and then saw me again years later doing security work at our local YMCA. And everything just kind of came full circle. And what's interesting about it, too, is that I was talking just before that, a couple hours before that, with one of the local wrestlers here. And we just had a really great conversation. God bless him. I love him very much. We had this great conversation and we were able to reminisce a little bit. We were able to talk about the business. We were able to get some feelings out that really kind of needed to be brought out by each one of us of our time in the business. And it was really interesting. Guys, have you ever experienced anything like that? Had somebody come up to you years later and just kind of be like, "Hey, I remember you." And if so, what was it for?
I haven't had that experience, but I was talking about wrestling today with the guy I'm training at work. Yeah. And how he wants to start getting back into it, being a fan. So he was asking all kinds of questions. Learned a little bit about my history being in the ring.
Right.
So, you know, he's checked us out on the Boar's Nest. So as we get him into wrestling a little more, especially when it hits Netflix in the fall or in the new year, then I'll start getting him probably a little more involved with the Raw Patrol and with Turnbuckle Talk.
Nice. Nice. That's a fantastic story. I love it. And it's something fresh. I love that. Chris, what about you?
I completely froze up, so I missed everything you guys said.
Oh, goodness, goodness.
The technical issues keep plaguing Mr. Best.
Oh.
Thank God I have a technician coming in to look over everything tomorrow.
Good. Good, because yeah, you've been having those issues for a little bit now. Essentially, yeah. Chris, what we were talking about here at the beginning was that I had a really cool experience where somebody came up to me while I was at my shoot job yesterday, and she was like, "I can't remember your name, but you were a wrestler, right?" And I was like, "Yeah, I did wrestle." And then she kind of went into details about where she had seen me and then how she saw me again years later. And then even yesterday. And it was just such a fantastic, humbling, beautiful experience. Have you ever had anything like that? And if so, what was it about?
It's funny that you mentioned that, because it happened to me actually just the other day as well.
Oh.
I went down to the local, our local reserve, to go and buy a couple of packs of smokes. And I walk in the building and the person at the cash was like, I rang up my purchases for my smokes. And she's looking at me. She's like, I recognize you from somewhere. I'm like, were you ever involved in some kind of competition? I'm like, I used to wrestle a lot. I used to wrestle for Sioux Area Wrestling or NOWA. And she's like, I remember you. You were in the corner of Mr. Business. Oh. I'm like, yes. My very first match, she friggin' remembered. Wow. She's like, I remember you taking out a big, big dude. I'm like, yeah, that was Big Daddy T I took out.
Right.
Nice.
That was like 15 years ago. So I'm surprised that it shocked me that somebody like remembered something like that, you know?
Yeah.
And I was just reminded that my last match happened back in 2009. Now, we are not having any last matches here with Turnbuckle Talk. We are continuing on. I am Carl Carafell.
I'm OMD.
I'm Chris Best.
And welcome everyone in to Turnbuckle Talk.
Bolster. I'm Chris Best.
Bolster is in here. He says, hey guys, great to see you all. He's had a similar experience as well, but it's because of knowing him from working store as a manager from 15 years or later. Yeah, like I think that those are just really cool experiences and fun things to kind of have and to just humble you a little bit. And I can tell you, it definitely humbled me. It definitely did.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, as I was saying, like telling the new guy I'm training about my past in this industry and him wanting to become a fan again because he's grown up, he grew up with it.
Right.
But he's never gotten to meet anybody up close. So we're going to try and bring him to the CWE.
Oh, nice.
As well in June. But yeah, so this is something he wants to get back into, but he was asking about my career and what made me retire. It was just age and lack of opportunities in the area.
Right. Definitely, definitely. Let's start off with that, okay? Let's start off with the CWE. We did receive news a little bit ago, about a week ago, where we found out that one Mr. D'Lo Brown is going to be here for Canadian Wrestling's Elite in June. I am excited about that. I think it's going to be absolutely beautiful to have, D'Lo Brown here. Now, he won't be wrestling, but he will be kind of offering his hand to the talent that is coming up in the business. And there's lots of amazing talent that's within the CWE right now. And before we got into our stories tonight, I just wanted to make sure that we mentioned about D'Lo Brown and Canadian Wrestling's Elite coming back into the area in the middle of June.
Yes, yes. Now, is Turnbuckle Studios sponsoring the show again?
We're hoping to, yes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm you have no idea how ecstatic I am to meet D'Lo Brown.
I can honestly believe it.
Yep.
Bolsters.
But at the same time, you have no idea how not ecstatic I am to meet D'Lo Brown. Because
I understand
as much
that
as I've said this before. I love you, Diego, but I know we're gonna get more stories. We're going to get more stories from Diego about D'Lo.
Yep.
Bolster's letting us know that he is watching NXT Spring Break. So if any breaking news happens, he's going to try to let us know in the chat. And for all of you that are listening in audio format afterwards over on the Good Pods app or wherever you listen to your shows, come and join us live on a Tuesday while we're here on Turnbuckle Studios YouTube channel and our Twitch channel. Follow us at TB Talk Pod and you'll be able to catch all of those places that we are. And join in the chat. It's always a really good time and we love having people here to talk with. Speaking of talking, that's what we do best here on Turnbuckle Talk, where we try to bring you news that maybe other people aren't necessarily talking about, mixed into some of the mainstream news as well. Chris, what do we have for some mainstream news right now?
Oh, geez. I just put my phone down. One of the mainstream stories we've got to talk about is something that excites me. Something that excites me, actually, and I'm pretty sure it excites the both of you, but it's the announcement of where TNA Slammiversary is going to be held. It's coming to Montreal, Quebec, Canada, folks. It was announced at Rebellion, I want to say. It was announced at.
I believe it was, because
this is the first time I believe that TNA is going to. I believe it's going to be in a province outside of Ontario, because it seems like every time TNA comes to Canada, they usually always do just Ontario.
Yep.
So I'm excited to see it in a different province.
Basser, good to see you, my brother. Love you. Thank you so much for popping in. I really do appreciate you. Stick around if you can and join in the chat here with us and give us your thoughts as well. When it comes to TNA going to Montreal, Quebec, Canada, I think it's fantastic that they're branching out outside of the like usual Windsor, Ontario. You know, is normally where it is. The Windsor-Detroit border, they kind of, you know, bounce between those two a little bit. So to see them go a little bit further outside of Ontario is absolutely fantastic. My only gripe is I wish they would have announced this maybe a little bit sooner, because I may have been able to actually get tickets to be there. Worked some things, worked a little bit of magic to be able to have been there. But unfortunately, with how soon this show is going to be, I just can't do it. I just can't do it. Breaking news here from Bulkster saying the NXT Women's Champion Roxanne retained in the triple threat. Thank you very much for bringing us that news. Yeah, they started it off with that triple threat, which I think is really cool.
It is really cool. But as far as TNA going to Montreal, I love it. Because, yes, you're right. We usually see the Windsor, London area.
Yeah.
And Toronto.
Yes.
In the past, we've seen Oshawa get a pay-per-view from them, as well as Ottawa getting Bound for Glory.
Yes. But all Ontario.
Exactly. And I mean, I hope that they've got, that they can sell this out. I mean, you and I looked at going to the Ottawa show when they were looking to hire fans.
Yeah.
Because they weren't selling enough tickets.
Yeah, we were. We were looking at it.
So I really hope that this is a success, especially like you've got a guy like PCO who just returned this past weekend.
Right.
So now you're going to put PCO back into his hometown at Slammiversary, their second biggest show of the year.
Yep. I think it's great.
I do too.
I think it's great. Chris Best, you've returned.
Yeah,
I hope that it's better now.
Yeah, I just had, I restarted my browser to see if that would help anything.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm super jacked, because when you look at the Montreal wrestling scene, right, all they ever get is WWE. Maybe AEW. I know AEW was in Quebec City a couple weeks back, but that doesn't really count. That's not Montreal.
Right.
Montreal has a very, 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 very rich wrestling scene. it's nice to see other promotions stepping in and, you know, putting up putting on televised events there that isn't WWE.
Right. And so it kind of brings me now maybe to a little bit of something that's been running through my head over the last little while, over the last several weeks. Pro wrestling is hot once again.
It is.
Not just because of The Rock, but because of the different promotions that are out there that are putting on shows, that are finding new fan bases in different areas. Now, I know that still, okay, so AEW just had a pay-per-view. They had Dynasty. I watched Dynasty. I was satisfied and pleased with Dynasty. Okay. They showed the pay-per-view on PPV.com, traditional cable satellite pay-per-view, Bleacher Report, which they have since the very beginning, but also on Thriller TV. So for those of you that use streaming services like Roku or the Fire Stick or Android boxes, you can find an app called Thriller TV. As well as on YouTube. I guess there's a feature with YouTube in the United States where you can purchase the availability to watch a pay-per-view, and AEW did that as well. Now, opening up this avenue, these different avenues, these different streaming platform services, I think is really opening up a lot more people to the product of professional wrestling, and not even just social apps and stuff like that. We're even looking with the WWE and even social media itself as well. Every Wednesday now on X, they've got a show that they're doing.
Yeah,
they're streaming a show on X. So I think the use of these streaming platforms and social media is really starting to build professional wrestling again. And because of that, the demand for it is becoming greater and greater, and especially the demand in these areas that have, like you said, Chris, rich history of the business.
Yeah, I mean, you've got the WWE going to Netflix in the fall or in January. You've got AEW now doing this. You've got Impact Plus, New Japan World. All of these companies have their own streaming platforms.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is the way, you're going to see cable disappear. Or even IPTV that I've got is probably at some point going to disappear, and it's all going to be streaming. I think AEW really needs to maybe try and get on Amazon, as they've been doing a little more sports than Netflix has with Thursday Night Football. Now they are looking to potentially purchase NHL for Monday night broadcasts.
Oh, geez.
So you're looking at all of this, and I can't wait, because yes, pro wrestling is hot again. It's the tribalism that still gets to me.
Chris, what do you think on this?
Yeah, I agree with OMD. The tribalism is just, that just, well, let's just call it what it is. Toxic fan base.
Right.
That's the be all end all, you know? But no, wrestling is hot. It's not as hot as the Attitude Era is, or yeah, as hot as the Attitude Era, it might be hotter than the Hulkamania era. Maybe, I don't know. Just said that as right, rich wrestling history. I'm freezing up a little bit. I thought of our own city, and our own city also has a rich wrestling history. So why not bring some of that wrestling back to us too? Just being a little bit biased on that one. I looked at the arena that Dynasty was held in. It's not much bigger than ours. So why not bring AEW to our town?
Yeah. And Dynasty, like you touched on, it was, I thought it was a fantastic pay-per-view. Yeah. One of their best in probably the last 6 months.
Right. Right.
There was really nothing. I mean, you didn't even need a major surprise on that show because of how much it delivered.
Yeah.
But yeah, like we need some of these companies coming back here. And preferably, I'd like to see TNA come up this way. I'd like to see AEW come up this way because you're going to fill a smaller venue. WWE, I mean, you and I have been to the shows, Mr. Best, and there was, 600 people in the crowd? So, you know, we don't need...
Yeah, and keep in mind that that was during a time when WWE was on a downturn.
Yeah.
Mr. Best, did you get to see Dynasty?
I did not, but I did get to see the one match on the show I wanted to check out, which was Swerve and Samoa Joe, and they booked that match the way I wanted it to be booked. Samoa Joe, but Swerve was just being booked in the right direction. So
that was fantastic. But if you want one other match to go and check out,
so yeah, like I looked at that when I'm like when I saw Swerve win the championship,
I marked out on this one, Ospreay Danielson.
Yes, a 32-minute clinic that these two put on felt like it was forever. But forever in a damn good way. When you have got two of the best professional wrestlers in the world, in Daniel Bryanson or Bryan Danielson or DB or whatever you want to call him, I don't give a shit. Okay. And Will Ospreay is it 100%. Will Ospreay is all of it. This match, I think everybody needs to see. In freaking sane. And yes, while there may have been just a little bit of kind of controversial ending to this matchup, if you watch the media scrum afterwards, Will Ospreay, visibly upset, comes out and says that finishing move will no longer be used. It is now retired because of what it did in that matchup.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Joe, good to see you. Thank you so much for popping in. I really appreciate you, brother. Yeah, Chris, you got to check that match out, man. It was glorious.
Will Ospreay is him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know, like even the build to that finish when they're both staring each other down, looking, both running at each other from the corners. You know, you couldn't have booked that any better. That was just beautiful.
And I do want to make sure that we give a huge congratulations to Willow.
All right, I'm not the biggest
becoming the TBS champion.
But That's the one match that hurt me the most because I've been very high on Julia Hart lately. and I know that she's injured, and that's why she had to drop the title.
Right.
Yeah, see, and I'm not a big Willow fan. I am a bigger Julia Hart fan, but we're also hearing the rumors that Julia Hart could be headed elsewhere to maybe go and join a former ally from AEW. And that would potentially be down in NXT, not, or over in NXT.
Good correction.
Thank you.
Mr. Best, you were going to say something else about Dynasty. What was it?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I'm not the biggest Will Ospreay fan. I've flat out admitted that time and time again. So I don't know, maybe this match with Bryan Danielson could be that turning point for me.
I think it is definitely worth a shot to take a look at it anyways. Even if you're not a fan of either one of them, don't go into it as, you know, I want to be a fan of this person or I want to hate this person. Go into it going, I want to watch amazing professional wrestling. And that's what you're going to get out of it, no matter if you like or dislike.
Yeah.
OMD, you talked about...
But from the reviews I'm seeing on the match...
Go ahead, Chris.
I am freezing up really bad here.
You are. And lagging like a 30-second lag.
I can't even remember what I was going to say. Okay, so we'll just move on.
OMD mentioned NXT. I think we should talk a little bit about NXT and what is kind of happening with NXT right now. Not talking about the show that's happening right now, but talking about where they're going to be going. Really big news came out of NXT. What is it? Battleground is going to be the pay-per-view. Yes. Is going to be happening at the UFC Apex Arena. That is interesting. Now, when they've shown kind of some little vignette clip things, whatever you want to call it, for this show, they're showing an octagon. Are we going to be seeing the NXT stars in the UFC cage, or are they just using the arena as in the building? Which arena are they using?
I believe they're going to use the UFC Apex Arena. I don't think we're going to get the octagon, but that is a very interesting point. I like it. I'd like to see maybe one match. If you've got two people who are battling enough or something, that you can put it in there. I know that Battleground was initially slated for Atlanta, but it was also going to be the same weekend as AEW's Double or Nothing, so it got delayed and moved to Las Vegas, which I love it. But this also leads up to, there were three other letters that were recently trademarked for Netflix as well.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a mad scientist behind them, and those three letters are ECW.
Oh. That is right. Before we get into that, I want to get Chris Best's opinions and thoughts on NXT and UFC Apex Arena.
Okay, so before I get into my thoughts, just for anybody who doesn't know, the UFC Apex Arena was the arena that the UFC used for their fights during the pandemic. They still use it for their fight nights on Saturdays. Very small arena. Not much bigger than what they use right now for NXT, but I'm excited to see it. And I do think that they would have to take the octagon out, because that octagon takes up a lot of space in there.
Yeah.
That's the thing is, like, there's a,
it's, but yeah, it's big. I think it is just going to be a traditional wrestling event.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's huge. I think it is going to be just a traditional wrestling event. They're going to, obviously, they're going to have to put in bleachers right now, because right now what they're doing with the Apex Arena is they don't allow audience members in. They only allow members of the press to go to those events. So they're definitely going to have to build a makeshift arena in there.
So now that brings me to the question, why are we going to spend this amount of money to tear down and take out the octagon, build and put in bleachers that are obviously going to have to be removable? Why are we spending that money, and who's footing that bill?
That is going to be Endeavor absolutely footing that bill. This, I think, has to do with that, with UFC and WWE being under the same board with TKO and Endeavor. Mm-hmm. That's also why I brought up the ECW, because it's supposed to have now MMA elements.
Yes, that is true. I have been hearing the same.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to be very interesting. Or do we see it maybe as an NXT Underground type of pay-per-view?
That's possible too. That definitely is possible. Huh.
Or do we go to the fight pit?
I don't know that I'd want the fight pit.
Okay.
I just don't think that, no.
I like the fight pit. I did. I really did.
But that's the thing. Liked the fight pit. It had its time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's good.
It was Matt Riddle's match. It was Matt Riddle's match. Matt Riddle.
Lots of buffering. I'm sorry.
Everybody. Not with the WWE anymore.
Very, very, very deep. I know. He's going to be getting it fixed. He's going to be looking into it and getting it all fixed, because none of that came through. So for everyone that's listening to the audio, I apologize for that. They're just technical difficulties, and they happen in this business, unfortunately. Nothing we can really do about them. They just happen. Bulkster's got a good comment there. Who put that up?
That would be me.
Awesome. Talk about it for a moment then.
So we know that Vegas is in the running for WrestleMania next year. And so the Bulkster coming in saying he's betting that maybe they'll announce Mania for Vegas next year at the same time. We know that WWE hasn't worked out the logistics for Mania next year yet, because we had been under the impression that it was going to be Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
But now everything is up in the air. We're used to this being announced 2 weeks
ago. They're still in the running.
Yeah. But we're used to this being announced at WrestleMania, not waiting a month down the road. But this is that new era, that new regime.
Very true. Very, very true. I'm taking a look over at the notes that Chris Best and I actually passed back and forth today, and we pretty much had the similar notes for tonight's show, which was fantastic. From the list that I had sent over to you, Chris, do you want to talk the first one, or do you want to talk the second one in the list? We talked about the other two minus the last one. Do you want to talk the first one or the second one?
All right. Let me see. Let's go with, we got to talk about those releases, because there was one that happened today that kind of disappointed me.
Oh.
And that being Cameron Grimes being released. Cameron Grimes was my boy in NXT, and
okay,
I had high hopes for him coming to the main roster. I really did. And it's sad to say that he just did not mesh on the main roster, and I really hope that he would. We also, as we're looking at our thumbnail here, for those who are watching us, we're looking at the other releases here. We've got Indu Share, that's Veer Mahan, Sangha, and Jinder Mahal all being released. Von Wagner was released yesterday morning. Xia Li is also out, and Zion Quinn is has also been released. This is also like the typical post WrestleMania cleanup that they used to do every year. They haven't for the last couple of years, but this is the first time in like maybe 3 years that they've done it. The general consensus is that there just wasn't anything creative for them, and I kind of think that there's a bit of BS behind that, because they were doing stuff with Xia Li before she got hurt. Why couldn't they continue some of that stuff?
I think the problem for Xia Li is that stop-start, and that's the same for a lot of them. It was Xia Li was the stop-start. She'd come, get some momentum, get hurt. Indus Sheer, unfortunately, like, fantastic talents, just, again, very, very limited in what they were offered. Really, the only one of these guys, like, and I'm going to miss Cameron Grimes, but he's got places that he will go and succeed. Mm-hmm. But Von Wagner, who was doing such fantastic work in NXT, had already been drafted and was a free agent, so was doing the work on NXT to develop and train. He's where they really dropped the ball.
I really don't watch a lot of NXT, and maybe that's bad on my part, but some of these names that are here, like, I know that Baron Corbin has been working, you know, with NXT, and I know, you know, the name Bron Breakker from NXT. Cameron Grimes, I knew. Joe Gacy is a name. Xia Li, you know, these are names that I recognize as being NXT. Maybe it's bad on my part, but I cannot really think of a lot of names from NXT. There is so much content out there that I have to kind of pick and choose what I'm watching. And NXT is happening while we're doing this show, so I don't really get the opportunity to watch NXT enough. But I find it odd, because I knew as soon as I saw those names, I knew that they were from NXT. And I'm like, okay. So I kind of get, you know, like, post WrestleMania, this happens. But these are names that I knew. Why not names that I don't know?
Well, see, that's where we come in for me was Zion Quinn. I did not know who he was, because he was very rarely ever used on NXT.
Right.
Zion Quinn has been, again, very limited lately on NXT, and had been more pushed to NXT Level Up after he had sustained an injury.
Okay.
I do believe that I do believe that his wife works in AEW, but this is a man of New Zealand heritage. And you would see, like, you'd think the tribal tattoos are Samoan. No, they are New Zealand tattoos. But big man, again, a fantastic worker, just the injury derailed him. And then they served him up to Bron Breakker on SmackDown as an enhancement talent a few weeks ago. And that was that.
So let me just add on to what you just said about as a very high Samoan culture there. There's a lot of people who live in Samoa, who live in New Zealand, who are Samoan OMD. Just going to put that out there. Because the Samoan Islands are just like right there.
Yes. And there were some, a name that just released from AEW the other day as well. That being one Paige Van Zandt.
Not necessarily that she was released. She just said she's done with wrestling.
Yeah. But she was out of her contract.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, she just decided.
Yeah, she wants to go back to MMA.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. These are probably the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm expecting more names to I'm expecting more names to be announced in the coming days.
Well, as we've got that new show, I can't quite remember the name of it, but the new version of Tough Enough on the Roku channel that's out. And then you've got their next in line program. So now we're going to start maybe seeing some of these people that they have been developing slowly leveling up from Level Up to NXT's main roster. So we could potentially see that. And that could be, depending on what happens as well, starting this coming Friday night.
Right. Mm-hmm. Bulkster, if you're still here with us, that six-man tag with the D'Angelo family and No Quarter Catch crew, did that finish yet? You didn't give us any updates on that one, and I'm a little surprised. That was a while ago.
I can give you the update. That was a D'Angelo family win.
Oh, I was waiting for Bulkster to give us those updates tonight. He was right on it for a while. It was great. We have just
It was great considering I'm not watching NXT tonight. I've got the Greyhound game on TV.
Right? So it was perfect. It would have been perfect. We have a couple more things to talk about here tonight, though. I think I'm going to leave the company news for last. Chris, you understand what I mean by that. And let's talk, because we've already kind of been talking about it and alluding to it a little bit.
I froze out, so I didn't catch anything you said.
Oh, I said, I think we're going to leave the company news for last tonight. And since OMD brought it up and talked a little bit about what's going to be happening on Friday, let's talk a little bit about the draft that is happening with the WWE. OMD, you brought it up. Talk about it.
So this is the annual shuffling of the deck for the WWE. Superstars from NXT, SmackDown, and Raw all available to be drafted to some whatever brand. Now, it's going to be interesting to see how these brands shake out, because we have been starting to see a lot more main roster talent headed over to NXT to work with their talent. As you alluded to earlier with Baron Corbin, we've had Ivar, who's there. I can't remember if he's competing tonight or next week on NXT. There was somebody else that's escaping my mind right now. We're usually going to get a title, a champion change or two as well, switching brands, which is going to be very interesting to see how that plays out this year.
For me, I hope that if they do, you know, draft a champion to another show, that championship just goes to that show. I don't want to see any of this BS of, ooh, we need to switch titles now. No. That does not need to happen at all. Allow that championship to just go to that new show.
Absolutely. I am 100% with you. And there is one title that I think it, the two titles that I think are going to change, Grant, are going to be the U.S. title and the Intercontinental title.
Interesting. Why?
I think Logan Paul is going to need a new dynamic, new challengers from Raw. And I think that WWE is going to fall back on the old classic of Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
I love the two of them, but dear God, no.
Right?
No, please, please do not.
I mean, I didn't watch Raw last night. I wasn't on the Raw Patrol. But, I mean, as much as I said a couple of weeks ago, we don't need Sheamus and Drew getting into it. What happened last night on Raw? Sheamus and Drew get into it.
Oh, God. I gotta watch Monday Night Raw. I haven't watched it yet. I did get to see the main event, which, okay, I understand. I don't have to like it, but I understand, okay? Chris Best will be joining us back once again. He said he had a power hiccup inside of his apartment, and everything went out. He messaged me using his data on his cellular device. I'm always excited for the draft because it means that we're going to see new matchups. That shakeup that allows us to get new storylines going. This competitor versus this competitor. Times where we can get dream matchups happening. And for me, I would love to see AJ Styles move.
Yeah.
So that we can have AJ Styles vying for a heavyweight championship again. And I know it wouldn't happen for a while because this person is still finishing stories or creating new chapters. But I want to see Cody and AJ Styles, okay?
Right.
The dynamic between the two of them, I think, could be absolutely phenomenal. Pun intended. But these are the types of things that it gives to us, these availability for these dreams to happen.
Right. Well, as we're going to get at Backlash a week from Saturday, AJ Styles versus Cody. The question is, are they going to draft Cody back to Raw and flip Damian Priest to SmackDown?
Right? I don't know.
Again, I would love to see AJ Styles and potentially Logan Paul if they both go to Raw.
Interesting. Okay.
Again, AJ Styles and Ricochet.
Right.
I'd like to see maybe Drew go to SmackDown with Cody and challenge Cody for the title. That way he's still in it. CM Punk is eligible to be drafted anywhere, so he can still go and create his havoc for Drew.
Right.
So
Havoc can take his ball and Havoc can take his ball and Havoc can take his ball and
yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and I mean, you never know who's going to get called up from NXT.
Right. Right. Joe Gacy, please. Please. Let's allow Joe Gacy to be part of the Wyatt Six or part of Dreadmere or whatever this is going to be called.
And I'm going to say that that's a fantastic idea. I'm 100% with you on it. We know that we're hearing the rumors that one Eric Rowan Eric Redbeard has signed new contractual obligations.
Yes.
That would be great for the nostalgia, but I do not want Rowan and Strowman. I want Braun Strowman to go somewhere else. Okay. I think that I want Rowan for that nostalgia touch.
Right.
And that's all you need. You could do Alexa Bliss, but you could also maybe now twist that and put Liv Morgan into that position.
Could. Please don't, but you could. Alexa has worked her ass off for this. And loves doing this and has a very high love and respect for Bray Wyatt.
Absolutely.
That I think that she would be the perfect fit to do this. Since we have Chris Best back with us, we did talk a little bit about the draft that's happening, and the draft talk turned into Dreadmere talk. And I know that you have some more information on Dreadmere and kind of some weird things that have been happening on our television screens over the last couple of weeks. And you got some words for us. Can you break that down a little bit?
I hope. So I'm trying my hardest not to freeze here. So I'm trying to pull up my information right now. My power went down, but I do know that I caught what it said on that paper that was dropped by the door, where it said, "Remember who you are." The first word, "You forgot about us." What was the one that you found, Carl?
I honestly don't even know where you are right now. I honestly don't even know where you are right now because you have been a robot chop all over the place. You got the whole robot chop action going crazy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I fine now?
Seemingly.
Okay. So I started off with the first one, which was hello. And then there was "You forgot about us." And then there was the one that you found, Carl, but I can't remember what that one had said.
I lost my information
when my computer just crashed.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I'm trying to look back as well into our chats here because I think that I had it in there. And if I didn't, I know that we talked about it, I believe, last Monday it would have been, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so it would have been,
You and I were on post-stream figuring out the Bray Wyatt puzzle with Parrish.
Yes, but we had talked a little bit during the show about it too, because we started to pull things up. I do remember that while we were on the Raw Patrol.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have it. I do not have it at all. We will get all of that for you. You know what? We're going to get it all compiled for all of you listeners. And then I want you to go and take a look at our socials at TB Talk Pod, where we will have a breakdown of all of it for you. And we'll see what we can do to maybe include some of the pictures, some of the QR codes, and some of those things as well to kind of give you a little bit of a breakdown of it all. Does that sound good, Chris?
I found what you shared, Carl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it sounds perfect, but I found what you shared.
Okay.
It says knock where you found it, you said you found knock and it shall be opened. And then there was the one that I found on that same one where it said, opening a door is allowing a stranger to become a friend or something along those lines, it said.
Right. Yes, that's correct. That's correct. So for all of you that are unsure as to kind of what we're talking about or where we even found this, because they didn't see that come across their screen at all, we're actually looking in the source codes on the computer underneath the source code for the video, the source code for the picture, the source code for the entire page itself. They all seem to have these little hidden things inside of them that have really taken it one step further from when we had The Fiend and the Bray Wyatt stuff going on. This is another deeper level into things that's really gotten everybody kind of going, woo.
Yeah. And then there was the one from last Friday where it was just a picture of like a silhouette. I actually found the other day that if you click in the middle of the face of that silhouette, it takes you to a link to another video. And I still haven't cracked what that video means.
No freaking way, dude. I had no idea. I didn't know. And I didn't even see anybody post anything like that online going, hey, this is what you need to do. This is where you need to click. I haven't seen any of that. What the F, David Blaine?
I literally took my mouse. I literally took my mouse and like scoured over it to see if I can find anything. And then I'm like, moving up and down, and I'm like, okay, I could see the hand. I could see the hand that's telling me too far, too close. You know what I mean?
You get the arrow, and then it just pop.
Wow.
It's just like one little area.
Wow. We're going to have more on this as it continues, because it hasn't just been happening on Raw or SmackDown, but it seems to have happened a little bit even on NXT. So maybe a little bit later tonight, you'll be able to see that on the socials at TB Talk Pod. And I will tell you that the place that we generally will post the most to is the Facebook page, at TB Talk Pod. I try to get some stuff posted to Instagram and to Twitter as well, or X, formerly known as Twitter, as much as I possibly can. But there are other people who do have access to share on the Facebook page as well. So if anything, at least go and follow that Facebook page. Because as time goes on and a non-compete clause ends in January of 2025, we may share more news about a potential new pro wrestling organization starting by a 78-year-old man. Yeah, you've probably guessed it already. We are talking Vincent Kennedy McMahon could potentially start a new professional wrestling company once his no-compete clause with Endeavor and TKO ends January 2025. We're going to have a little break for a moment as I ask Chris Best to go first.
Oh, geez. I do not need Vince McMahon in the pro wrestling industry again. I mean, I'm sorry, Vince, but your time has come. You had a good run. Enjoy retirement, please. Please, for the sake of the wrestling audience, enjoy retirement. Because let's face it, this is the big thing I have with Vince now. When he starts up new businesses, yes, he was successful with WWE, but his other business ventures have not been successful. WBF was a failure. XFL was a failure. IcoPro was a failure. It's time to hang it up, Vince. It really is. I'm sorry. And let's put it this way too. When Vince took over the WWF, it was already an established company. As Vince,
yes.
Senior.
Took over. It was
to Vince Jr.
Still,
yeah,
a little already a
fully established company already.
Because just McMahon took had it.
So you were, again, karate chop action 100% to the extreme, pushing that button, just going off. And I tried to cover a little bit of what you were talking about. Unfortunately, it didn't really work out too well or come across as well as we would hope. But we get the gist of what you are saying anyways, that Vince Sr. already established the company when Vince Jr. took it over. So he already had essentially an established company to run and work with. OMD.
I'm going to echo Chris. Well, I was saying that
Vince Sr. already had an established company too, because
enjoy retirement. Jeff
McMahon ran it before Vince Sr. took over.
Yes.
But yes, please, Vince, enjoy retirement. I know you're a hardworking man. He probably wants to work until he's in the grave, but that would just be his ego. I've heard rumors that it would potentially be him and Jeff Jarrett founding this company together.
That I haven't seen. So you've gone down a rabbit hole that I didn't.
Which would be very, very intriguing to me, but it's a matter of Vince would take it and probably run it into the ground within the first year. It's time he enjoys retirement. That way he can sort of get past all of his legal issues, because those are going to keep coming back to bite him.
Yeah.
So just ride off into the sunset.
I think it's a very good thing for him to do that. That's news that people really don't seem to be talking too much about. And yes, I do understand that right now it is more speculation than anything. But we want to make sure that it is put out there, because it has kind of been put out there by a few different journalists and sites already. But nothing has really been followed up on when it comes to it. And we want to make sure that we are watching this as it is going and unfolding, so that we can hopefully be able to give you the news as it is supposed to be. I think I'm going to pass this off to Chris Best first, and we're going to let Chris Best give out his socials before we end out this program. And if for whatever reason you can't understand what he is saying, you're going to have to go and find the video that is on YouTube, because it will be scrolling down in the ticker below.
Yeah, so you guys can find me at youtube.com at CBRS Entertainment, twitch.tv, CBRS underscore entertainment, threads.net at CBestFilms83, facebook.com, Chris.best83, tiktok.com, CBRS.entertainment. Look for me Friday night with the latest episode of the WWE 2K24 Rise. On Saturday night, you can find me doing Saturday Night Gaming and Monday night alongside Bubba Duke and Chris, as we do the Raw Patrol, and next Tuesday night 8:05 Eastern alongside OMD and Carl Carafell as we do Turnbuckle Talk.
OMD.
All right, visually you can catch me right here every Monday with the Raw Patrol with Carl Carafell, with Chris Best, Bubba Duke, Chris Parrish. Every Tuesday at 8:05 right here with Carl Carafell and Chris Best on Turnbuckle Talk. On Thursdays at 8 p.m. with the Boar's Nest with Bubba Duke. This week we are going to be debuting a new game called The Quarry. And if you want to hit me up on my socials, you can catch me on the Book of Faces, Daniel Hrycyk, H-R-Y-C-Y-K. On Snapchat, One Man Dynamic, capitals on O-M-N-D. On Twitch at OMD17 and on Discord at OMD6370.
And I make things all super nice and easy for everyone. I have a link tree. Check it out, linktr.ee/Carl Carafell. That is linktr.ee/KARLKARUFEL. And that is where you can find all of my socials. That has been our edition of Turnbuckle Talk, episode number 369, Spring Cleaning. And a huge thank you to Chris Best for this amazing graphic that was done here for us. For Chris Best, OMD, and myself, Carl Carafell, thank you. Remember, everyone, the world's a scary place. Take care of each other.